This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
You know, for some time, political commentators have lamented the end of Pax Americana. Noah Rothman believes that the Hamas attack on Israel reflects dangerous changes in the international world. In case you're wondering, Pax Americana has been a term used to describe the influence of the U.S. and its military after World War II. He says that more than 1,500 Hamas terrorists participated in this savage attack, the scale of which demonstrates the level of planning involved. And to explain that, the Wall Street Journal, for example, has revealed that officers of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard have been working with Hamas for months. We also know that Iran provides hundreds of millions of dollars to Muslim groups like Hamas and Hezbollah. Noah Rothman reminds us that when Hamas terrorists, Hezbollah mercenaries, and Iranian theocrats chant death to America after murdering Israelis, they're not confused. But the global conflict involves other countries. For example, Moscow has received hundreds of attack drones from Iran over the course of the war. It appears also to have received ballistic missiles, helicopters, and radar systems from Iran. He also adds that China is Iran's largest trading partner and the source of nearly a quarter of its weapons imports. Beijing and Tehran have reportedly agreed to conduct joint military exercises and training, just as China and Russia have increased their joint military activity. You know, the Hamas attack on Israel shows that this post-American world will become even more dangerous. Our enemies are joining forces. We need to pray for our leaders or find more astute ones soon. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Antisemitism, go to viewpoints.info/antisemitism. Viewpoints.info/antisemitism.